Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're taking calls throughout this hour. All the patient folks that are holding, Nathaniel in Alabama and others, you're up next segment. Appreciate you calling today. We got some big Kyrie Irving information coming up start of the next segment, but I'm going to take this video from medical doctor John Campbell, who literally has tens of millions of views a week, who is a mainline guy who's come out against the shots. I'm going to post the whole 17-minute video at Infowars.com under the live show feed today, so you can go there and share this critical information. This is on excess deaths. Then we have testimony. Also on the massive deaths at state legislatures. But I wanted to play a few minutes of Dr. John Campbell on the facts around the world on the massive increases in deaths that cannot be denied from the injections. Here it is.
Well, you're most welcome to today's talk, Wednesday, the 2nd of November. Now, this is a video I was hoping not to have to make, but the excess deaths are still going up, especially in the United Kingdom, where we're going to be looking at today. But it's not just the UK, it's quite a few other countries as well. But just before we go on to that, a comment on yesterday's video. Perhaps about 1,000 people reported yesterday on the comments, do have a look at it, that they'd had a COVID-like illness in November, December 2019. This indicates, if you are correct, and I don't see how 1,000 or more of you getting on for 2,000 of you can be wrong, that there's a lot of COVID-like illness around in November, December, maybe even something earlier of 2019. If that's the case, there was a major failure of our surveillance, and it also means that a lot of the measures that were taken afterwards were, when those measures were taken, they weren't really taken in the light of the fact that the pandemic had probably been around for longer than we'd thought. So some quite major failures, really. But moving quickly on to today's information. Now, this is epidemiologist from, this is Vera Raleigh, epidemiologist. The King's Fund is a big research fund in the United Kingdom. Deaths from cardiovascular disease and diabetes in particular show a significant excess, just published in the Telegraph, which basically does seem to be one of the few UK outlets which are covering this. I actually did a Google search, or DuckDuckGo search, rather, really, on excess deaths in the BBC, and there was nothing related to this at all. It's almost like, well, I wouldn't use the term cover-up, but it's certainly I don't see why it's not being reported. Now, let's just look at this from an international context. We are going to look more at the particular causes of death, the cardiovascular causes of death. But here's some international context in this, first of all. Now, of course, this goes back to January 2020. The excess deaths, of course, because we had a pandemic, obviously, we know this. But when we look at the current data, when there's very few people dying from SARS coronavirus 2 now, thankfully, still some, of course, but in the UK, it's way down. The majority of these excess deaths in the United Kingdom, which are still increasing, are non-COVID causes. And the numbers, as we'll see, are pretty high. So the percentage there, that's the 15% line, so well above 15% in the UK. When Australia last presented data, which was back in about June 2022, it was around about 15% excess deaths. Then Ireland, Netherlands, the United States and Canada. Now, quite a few people have reported from Canada that people that live in Canada are saying they're not overly impressed with the quality of the Canadian data. So quite how much we can rely on that is not quite clear to me from this perspective. But we see this is an international problem. I'd actually set out to do this video on excess deaths in Europe, which are quite significant, but I found so much data from the UK I thought we'd go with that first of all. But from the United States, first of all, before we go there. Now, this is a particular case. Now, I don't like doing particular cases, but this one is in the public domain. So it's Mrs. Julia Powell, well-known food writer. She was in a film played by Meryl Streep, I believe. I haven't seen it myself, but reported to have died at the age of 49. cardiac arrest caused by heart arrhythmia. Now, of course, this is pretty well true. I mean, if you get a heart arrhythmia, it means the heart's not beating.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world. Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
The age of wonder. Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
This man's reloaded.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Our mission: take humanity to Type 1 civilization. Transcend hell and death through Christ, which has a lot more to it than you're going to learn in Sunday school. Everything the enemy does is a false counterfeit of what we will achieve through God. But we won't be given the keys to the universe until we've proven in this battleground test we've got what it takes. And then the real war starts. This is like a picnic compared to the next level. All right, let me hit this news item, and I'm going to rampage to get to every one of these calls in the hour. Nathaniel, Pink Sweater, Sky, Ice Nine, Owl Killer, Kathleen, Ray, Chris, Thumper, Bart, every one of you in the order you are received, coming up here in a moment. But I learned this, and this is important to understand. When they began 6+ years ago to say I was the Sandy Hook man and obsessed on it all day and say that I sent people to harass folks and was obsessing on it, which I barely even covered it, they said in the news, just apologize and stop sending people to our houses to harass us. And I didn't know, now I know, a whole think tank, Democrats, it's all come out in the news, were running it. It was all a setup. And so I said, well, I didn't say those things you said the way I said them. I didn't send people to harass you. So, yeah, I apologize. Stop making me the Sandy Hook guy. Boom, all hell broke loose. They sued me. They came after me. Because they want you to admit they have the authority. They want you to admit to the lies they're about to tell about you before they run their psyop. They don't want you to just bullishly stand up to them and say, hey, I didn't say that the way you said I said that. So yesterday, Kyrie Irving, the star basketball player, who tweeted out videos of mine and things like that, he apologized and said he would go to re-education, that's the term, by the ADL for his evil. And he would pay a $500,000 fine, not under law, but as a offering to them as his God. And I said, when this happened, I said, now they're going to come after him. That's the good cop. Oh, thank you, Kyrie. We're going to re-educate you now. But then his basketball team, who'd been standing with him, as soon as he backed down and said he was wrong, suspended him. Without pay. Breaking, Kyrie Irving post and pays $500,000 fine to ADL. And then today, Brooklyn Nets suspends Kyrie Irving after he shared a link to a documentary hosted on Amazon. Oh, Amazon can sell a video or a film, which is based on a book about Jewish slavers. I mean, a part of it's about Jewish slavery. It's just kind of the history of North Africa. There were Christians, there were Muslims, there were Jews that had slave ships. No one denies that even. But they're calling it anti-Semitic. So they're going to really make sure Kyrie Irving is an example to everybody else. Quote, we have decided that Kyrie will serve a suspension without pay until he satisfies a series of objective remedies, measures that address the harmful impact of his conduct, the Nets organization wrote in a statement. Irving faced the exact same type of cultural cancel culture persecution by leftist mob, which Alex Jones and Kanye West have been subjected, and it goes through it all. So the minute he rolled over to the ADL, who's playing good cop with him, oh, do what we say now, Kyrie. Behave. Come to our facility, be brainwashed, and we'll get that suspension off for you. Kyrie's already lost, of course he got another big contract back, $100 million for saying, I'm not going to take your poison shot. And instead of being vindicated, oh, he's a bad guy, too. He's got to be shut down. Let's go to your phone calls. Nathaniel in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
All right, brother. Good to talk to you.
So I called about, obviously, the listeners are speaking the truth, and I wanted to talk about the Catholic Church a little bit. So just like you, like they attack you because you're the truth. And what if you think about it, what other denomination has received as much attack as the Catholic Church? Pretty, like, on no doubt they've received the most. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous and been working.
There's no doubt the pedophiles tried to infiltrate it, and there's been a big battle to take it over, and I would say the current popes are on board with those guys. But, yeah, there's definitely been a big plan. Until a few years ago, the Catholic Church was attacked by Hollywood. Now Hollywood loves the Catholic Church because I think they've kind of captured it. Not the church itself, but I would say the hierarchy.
Absolutely, Alex. You're absolutely right. It's on record that the communists infiltrated the Catholic Church. And just going a little bit on the satanic inversion, the Satanists, they don't have black praise and worship. They have black mass. And it's a satanic inversion of the truth, just like everything else they do. So I just thought I'd plant that seed for everyone listening. And also, they have an organization called Fraterna, which is basically where they just teach men how to be true, virtuous, and moral men. Children are invited to come as well and just show them how to grow up and be a true man.
Well, I know there's a lot of great people I know that are Catholics fighting the New World Order. We saw the Covington kids under attack. They're mad at conservative Catholic groups. They love the leftist ones. Thank you, Nathaniel. Let's go to Ice 9 in England. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead, or man, or whoever it is.
Alex Jones, man. I love you, man. I love what you're doing. You guys are amazing. You opened my eyes, and I hope you give me a quick second to just say a few things before you cut me off, because I'm going to say some stuff that's quite shocking but true, and I've already been censored a few times when I got
here. Oh, you're not being censored, but you are on the clock. I got to get to everybody. Okay, you got 2 minutes. Go.
Yes. First of all, you could find me on BitChute. It's maybe Messiah, or you could check me out by finding my content with the hashtag Jesus Name Challenge, which proves that the name Lord Jesus is a direct translation from Baal and Jesus or Jesus, which are both names of Satan. And the definition of an antichrist is a person, office, or group recognized as fulfilling the biblical prophecies of one who will substitute Christ. Jesus is a satanic substitute for the name of Yahshua, which means Yahweh is salvation. Yahshua preached the Old Testament of Yahweh. He prayed to Yahweh. His name means Yahweh is salvation. All the biblical prophets' names testify to the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah means praise Yahweh, but they've given everyone a satanic substitute. And everything you're doing, Alex, is going to be completely in vain unless you realize that the name Jesus is false and satanic.
Well, I mean, you know, what you're saying sounds a little bit pharisaical. Judging me and saying what I do is in vain. We're exposing the Satanic New World Order. Our fruits are amazing. And I know there's big debates about Jehovah or Jesus or Yahweh. But when we talk about Yahweh or we talk about Jehovah, we talk about Jesus, we talk about the man of God, the Son of God, the New Testament that came here to get the keys of hell and death. And God is going to judge the heart, not pharisaical definitions. I appreciate your call. But hey, you're superior. And I get that. You've got to sleep well at night knowing that you've got all the keys and all the answers and everything else. So I would just bear some fruit, brother. I would go out and fight abortion, fight New World Order, fight the fentanyl, fight for freedom. Because, you know, faith without works is dead. Show us how you are like Yeshua. I love Yeshua.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Censored as if we're censoring people. We're giving callers a couple minutes. We'll go on the next person. But if you don't understand history or the Bible, Pharisees were all about the laws and all the little rules they made and not about a relationship with God directly. And so God knows who God is, whether it's Yeshua or Jehovah or Jesus or Jesus, the God of the Bible, the God of the truth, the God of the Ten Commandments, the God of the gospel, the God of Jesus. And so if you believe the name Jesus is the Son of God and you're following what Jesus said in the Gospels, then you're following it. You know, God's not stupid. God knows your heart. God judges the heart. Look at King David, who did some bad things, but at the end of the day, loved God and wanted to do good. So God said, you're a man after my own heart. And so I see all the people with all their rules and all their names and all their things. Look at the mainstream churches. They don't want to say the name of Jesus. And these big mainline preachers don't say that. So if the world hates the name Jesus so much, well, then why are you thinking it's a bad name? But Yeshua? I mean, look, there's Greek, there's Hebrew, there's Aramaic, there's Spanish, there's German, there's French, there's Russian, there's Japanese, there's Swahili. There's hundreds of languages. And people get caught up in the name. Are you saying the books of the Bible aren't real? Are you saying that's what you follow? That's the information. Take the situation we deal with today, how they're openly trying to set up the state as God and all the fruits of it, world government, mark of the beast, the Bible being fulfilled. So if it helps that caller just get past it, when you get to the name of the Son of God, just have a blank there. But it's still about what the Bible tells us is going to happen and what's going to unfold. And so getting back to this, the Bible calls the spirit that comes to you, the energy, the wavelength, the transmission, the message. We're transceivers for it. We receive and transmit. We receive, we also worship. That's what worship is transmitting back from the reception. This is spiritual. This is interdimensional. This is real. And so, why don't I say the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? Are we going to deny that? Let's just say we want the Holy Spirit. We want God to come knock on our door. Show us your real God. Come into our lives. Make us new. Make us better. How about that? How about focusing on coming together? It is a tool of the devil with all these denominations and all these false leaders fighting with each other over who's the priesthood. But you've got to follow their rules to get to God. God is the judge. God is the arbiter. And you'll know if somebody is of God or of the devil on whether the system is coming after them or not. So that caller got what he wanted. He got to tell me that nothing I've done means anything unless I say Yahweh. And it's about him enforcing his will on us for the name, when a name is just a human term for something. We know Satanism. We've seen the fruits of it with the New World Order. We know God. We've seen the fruits of that. So I love the God that created us, the God of Genesis, the God of Christ, Yahweh, Yeshua, Jehovah. Jesus said, I came to fulfill the Old Testament, not destroy the law. And you've got groups fighting over, oh, Jehovah was a different God of the Jews versus this God. No, it's the same God. And anybody that has any connection to God knows that. And I'll assure you, God isn't sitting there thinking about what name in a human language you've got for God. We know who God is, the God that created us, and the God that wants success for us. I'm done talking about it. Take your calls in order to receive. Bart, thanks for holding from Massachusetts. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, shalom, Baruch Hashem, bless God. You know, you are a very wise man, and I'm honored to have this moment with you. I think that your point about the many layers of the onion and separation, red versus blue, black versus white, the polarities, I think that's the deception. So are we anointed in Christ and renewed? God willing, right? But what I'm calling about is what you said earlier, and I finally back to this conversation. So calling from Massachusetts, very blue, I'm red, right? I hate these labels, maybe in purple, but I'm also a patriot Jew. And so it's a very tricky time to navigate. And I'm sure there's many of them out there listening and that support you. And it's unfortunately now we have to dance around the conversation. But, you know,
we'll get into it. You want to know about yay and the whole Jew psyop.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going with this. And then you brought up Israel. 2 years ago, I had heard a dream, a voice say he's at the height of his power. And obviously, I took that to mean our enemy, right? And so it's very tricky. How do we talk about this without all those layers of the onion? Because you're immediately labeled a racist. But, you know, he will reveal things to us on our own time and how they're meant to unfold. And I worry about the other Israelites who are not pushing medicine at the top of the pharmaceutical structure down and not imposing. There are those of us who are tilling the earth and planting the seed who have seen that there is a Father, a Son, and the Holy Spirit all together. So for your listeners, I beg that you open your hearts and look past labels. There are Hebrews. There are Israelites who are not.
Absolutely.
Corrupt.
There are good people of God in every group. And there is an obsession with the devil, with Israel, and what's had to happen there. And look at how Israel is being bombarded the most of any Western country with poison shots. If they're supposedly evil masterminds that are in charge, why are they locked down? Why are they being injected? Because they're being targeted. And it's a sophisticated operation. I appreciate your call. All right, listen. I'm going to go into the next hour as long as we need to. Jade Irish Gray, he knows I take over sometimes. I'm going to get to every one of your callers. So Al Killer and Catherine and everybody else, Thumper, we're going to come to a break, and we're going to come right back and go directly to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. I didn't mean to get off at some argument about God's name and all the rest of this. Just say God, the living God, the God that wants, you know, oh, you have a magic name, as priest tells you, and you can do it right, you're going to hell. That's Pharisees, and the history's full of those, and Jesus rebuked the Pharisees. I'm not saying the caller that called in is a Pharisee. I just, they obsess over stuff like that instead of getting out and waking people up and standing up against evil. Whatever name you want to give it, buddy, you better start fighting Satan. But he told us, your work's nothing unless you do what I say. Use the names I say. Be right back.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls on this live Friday edition. Dr. Peter McCullough is flying to Austin tomorrow morning. We're going to tape a 2-hour in-depth interview, totally vindicated, latest intel on the shots, the mass deaths, how they're trying to take his medical license. We got a bunch of other special guests tomorrow. I would say it'll probably air about 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. We'll put up the archive. This show's live, but the Saturday show we usually tape. And the Sunday show's live as well, Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. I had a Sunday live 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. But right now, let's take your phone calls. Just please don't forget, the sales always build towards Christmas, but they peak in November when Black Friday comes early. And then it's basically the same super sale right through Christmas, but a bunch of stuff sells out. So this is as good as the deals get. Up to 60% off, promo code 1776. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our great organic multivitamins back in stock. 50% off with promo code. It's even higher. 1776 is the promo code. InfoWarsStore.com. X3 DNA Force Plus. Brain Force Ultra. all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support. Owl Killer is on the air. Welcome, Owl Killer, from Virginia.
Well, it just so happens that I'm calling in when Jay Dyer is going to be on the show. What a mind that guy has. And I'm so glad that you guys got in touch, because I've been listening to him for years. And, you know, ever since he's been doing the fourth hour, we just never happened to cross paths.
I mean, just goes off their own statements. It's like it's PhD level understanding.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. He's on a whole nother level. And the way that he explains things breaks things down for everybody. I want to touch on Kanye West and Elon Musk, but have we confirmed Ron DeSantis is skull and bones? Because that worries me.
No, I've not confirmed that. I've looked up. Rinderstone says he is. He went to Yale, but I'm not. Guys, search it again. I'm not confirmed that he's skull and bones alumni, but, I mean, that is a big problem.
Yes, I was very surprised to hear that. And, you know, because Bush wasn't a bad governor in Texas. Now, granted,
well, he was super bad as president.
Exactly. That's what really worries me with him. But let me touch on Elon Musk and Kanye West. So your friend Greg Reese was on your other friend Eddie Bravo's show, and all his complaints about Elon Musk, they're all true. Everything he said is true. He did fake the fact that he came from money. He did fake that he was selling emeralds in New York City. He did say that he received he was getting student loans when his dad paid for him to go to college. So why make those things up? Now, I think him taking over Twitter and Kanye West's latest outburst are just perfect timing. I think they're working together. That's my opinion on it. And I don't think we can trust either one of them until they prove a little more to us. Because at the end of the day, what does Elon Musk say? Oh, free speech is good. It's like Jordan Peterson pointing out obvious stuff that we learn, like Kindergarten Cop. Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. That's supposed to be groundbreaking type of information that they're presenting to us. Obviously, free speech is good. But what has he done so far? His fruit hasn't proven anything to us.
No, I hear you. I've looked it up. That he's not officially in Skull and Bones. They admit who's members of Skull and Bones, so it looks like he's not members of Skull and Bones. But I'm asking Rob Dew and Darren McGree and other great researchers, look into what fraternity he was at if he wasn't at Skull and Bones, because they've got a bunch of scroll and key and snake and whatever. It's all a bunch of the same crap. We need to dig into that and definitely look at it.
Well, that's on that end, but what I'm trying to get in with the Elon Musk situation.
I told people, I'm going to give you my real take on Elon Musk tomorrow during this special broadcast we're going to do. And I think he's trying to be everything, full spectrum dominance. But we're definitely going to look at it. What do you think?
When I look at the whole thing with the Wernher von Braun book, where he predicts a man named Elon, or that's the title of
the book. Become the king of Mars.
I mean, are they just throwing things in our face at a certain level? And like you said, of course he's not running PayPal and stuff like that now. But what has he? I mean, he.
No, I hear you. I hear you. We should investigate Elon Musk. I appreciate your call. I know all the big money's pulling their money out of Twitter right now. I'm just saying it's really a paradox. It's a conundrum. I don't know yet. So he without syndicast first stone. I'm investigating Elon. We're gonna do it in depth tomorrow. Thank you. Thumper in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to call in and just push everybody to stay on topic for this weekend. We got a big vote coming up, and I really think that Biden lost all his independent voters when he brought up nuclear Armageddon, and we need to stay on that topic.
No, you're right. That really turned a lot of people against him.
That's right. He said it, and it scared the bejesus out of all the women, and they all swung towards the right, and we need to keep pushing that. He said nuclear Armageddon, and another topic that nobody ever brings up is Russia has 400,000 tons of depleted uranium. So does the U.S. We are the only two major powers that have that much depleted uranium. And what the U.N. wants is a big major war to scare everybody into agreeing to what the UN wants. So they'll use that depleted uranium to create such hideous optics that people beg the UN to make all this stuff stop. And another thing I came across is depleted uranium. The number one effect of depleted uranium is, even if it doesn't get in the soil, it gets in people's bodies.
Infertility.
No, it's myocarditis.
You're right. DU is super bad. Thumper, anything else?
No, just keep an eye on that. Let's stay on that topic and keep these people going in on, you know, when they go to vote, that nuclear Armageddon. Oh, in Michigan, they've got a proposal up that's to trick people into voting for term limits. It does. It makes it so in their chamber, they can stay in longer. So vote no on one.
All right. Thank you so much, Thumper. All right. Catherine in Massachusetts. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I know you're not for the mawkish, but you and Zelenko changed my life, so thank you. I want to ask you a question about, is there anybody like White Hat or anybody that you think is fighting for us? Like, you know, I know everything that goes on as far as the bad people, and I'm not talking about Musk or anybody like that as far as good people, because I don't trust him. But
look, universities, businesses are full of good people. It's the globalist set agendas is the problem. But, yeah, there's more good people than bad people actually out there. They're just isolated. We've got to come together.
I don't mean just Americans. I mean people in power, like in the government. Is there anybody that...
Bolsonaro's good. They're just trying to steal the election from him. There are the Swedish leaders are good. The new Italian leader looks pretty good. Yeah, there's a big, big movement towards patriotism, towards common sense.
Okay. Well, then can you touch on one other thing, if you don't mind? When you were talking about off-world... off-world entities. Can you just explain that a little bit more? You said there was something in a vortex, a creature, and I wasn't sure if you were talking about that being Satan or Satan's trying to free that. Do you remember that when you were talking about that?
No, I do. I mean, the globalists worship what they believe are interdimensional, and the science shows it's there. Creatures are getting their own, not divine, but satanic influence from those, and they're trying with CERN to break that wall. And, yeah, Satan is kind of an archetype for what this is, and it's obviously got a leader. But, yeah, no, Satan's very real.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Now, when I talk about these things, it's not metaphorical. We're on a planet in space, and we only see one tiny little percentage of the electromagnetic wavelength, and that's only one spectrum. So we are basically blind. And all around us are all these other energies, all these other systems. And the globalists know that, and they're dialed into very twisted, very satanic forces, like Lord Rothschild with the Aleister Crowley witch there on screen, hanging out there at the London Museum. All right, we'll be right back with more calls. Chris, Ray, Carlos, Pink Sweater, Sky, your calls are all coming up. Straight ahead, the order, they are received. But what you can promote is Infowars.com and Band.video. Have you shared those links today?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Edition of the Old Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow, doing a big special Saturday report. Then Sunday, Sunday Live. Chris in Arizona, thanks for holding her on the air.
About Biden's speech, and I think that people really in the media, in our side of the media, really need to stress that he's talking about preserving democracy, which is the word for them is preserving the people in power. They didn't talk about liberty or freedoms at all. He's talking about preserving their government. And with people like Chris Hayes and Biden, they're talking about a democratic vote that if the people vote for the wrong people, that's going to kill democracy. I just think that's such an ironic, blatantly corrupt statement.
It's that, totally, it's totally false. It's exactly, it's a total fraud.
Yeah, and I think people need to really, the people in the media, in our side of the media, really need to stress that. I mean, they're coming out and telling us what they're working for, and it's not.
And they're saying we're about to be violent imminently, which sounds like pre-programming for a false flag to me.
Yeah, I mean, and the whole January 6th thing. You know, some bad stuff happened there. You don't want to defend the people that were going in there and being violent. But, you know, it's really understandable when you allow that stuff for 8 months, the 8 months prior, when people see that's the only thing that...
Burning buildings, shooting random people, and then a few dozen people are violent and they blame millions. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Chris. Great points. Ray in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Allow me to share my claim to fame. I had an Austin Access show back in the 90s. I actually met you back in the 90s. And, I had that atheist show on Sunday mornings.
What was the show?
It was The Atheist Experience. It was on Sunday mornings.
Well, it's good to talk to you, brother.
Okay, and congratulations on all the success. I was surprised how young you were when we met. I didn't realize how young you were back then. That skinny little kid now, this crazy old guy out there on the TV right now. And, your message has stayed the same ever since then. So congratulations on all the success.
Well, that's the big takeaway with Alex's War. It's been a hit movie. We have the DVDs in InfoWars store. Is that, I mean, I've been saying the same story for 28 years because it's the truth. We haven't changed anything. We're just warning what's coming, and now it's here.
And then, and what I was calling about Paul Pelosi, that intruder is never going to go to court because Paul Pelosi is on probation, right? He's on 3 years probation. He will not want that guy going to court because then everything's going to come out. We don't know the truth. The truth's never going to come out. And this intruder's, if he's alive, in another year, he'll be deported and be gone and try to be forgotten about and all that.
No, I totally agree with you, brother. Well, good to talk to you, and it's good to talk to you again. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada, the pink sweater and sky. Carlos, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your call. Listen, free speech, when you speak about the First Amendment in the United States, it's in the Constitution, but the founding fathers were very wise because free speech relates to democracy. You see, there are two sides to free speech. It's not just the right to say, oh, it's a gray sky or a blue sky. No, it's the right to be heard. That means that there's somebody that has a right to hear. And if I have a right to hear, I have a right to have an informed decision when I go to vote. I go to the polls, I read the candidates, what they say, but I have the right to hear. And it's the right to hear that protects democracy. The fact that somebody goes in the soapbox in London somewhere to speak about anything and is protected by law, okay, is the right to be heard. But the right to hear is what is being deprived. And it's all about controlling the democratic process. I called your program once to tell you democracy has three components. The right to be heard, which means the right to hear. The right for an informed decision, which is what democracy is about. The second thing, of course, is the one person, one vote. If you cannot vote, then you cannot have democracy. And the third thing is that once a majority has voted, the minority does not have the right to subvert violently or otherwise that which the majority has decided. And that makes democracy the most powerful tool against the globalists. Now, I have a question that I hope Robert Barnes can answer for me, because once I met with one of their people, John Humphreys, who wrote the Charter of Rights and Freedoms for the United Nations with René Cassin, who was the gold lawyer, and when they wrote this, I asked, what about the United Nations and all the treaties with America? And the one thing that was clear was that America can only sign treaties according to the Constitution with individual nations, not with conglomerates or not.
Well, that's right. Exactly. They always claim treaties override the Constitution. It's not true.
Well, then the United Nations is totally out of line, because they shouldn't be telling me that I should eat bugs, because they make an association with the global world, global groups or whatever. It doesn't matter. We have right now a leader in Canada, in Danielle Smith, who clearly said, "Who are these people? We don't answer to them."
Isn't that beautiful? He's like, "Who are these globalists telling us what to do?" It's so simple, it's so powerful, and so true. And once you expose what's some multinational group putting in politicians and leading us, once the public gets that, it's game over. Beautiful points. Thank you, Carlos. Pink sweater, which means Bill Gates. Calling from the USA. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I use the moniker Pink Sweater because it's very obvious what the solution would be to a lot of the things I'm going to discuss right now. And, of course, you know that I would never call for any kind of violence because I'm in a pink sweater. But in 2016, you know, the left harped very hard about, you know, Trump colluding with the Russians. And, you know, Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg are on The View talking about how, you know, Ted Cruz, that any time that a Republican wins, it's election fraud. And when a Democrat wins, it's a legitimate election. I want to talk about how, forgive me, sorry, I've been on hold for a while. The playbook that they're running, it's been done on you. It's been done on Trump. We're heading towards war with the Russians. And, you know, the way that they handled your case, especially if you look at 2020, one of the big topics of the way that the left tried to, you know, discredit Donald Trump was that he didn't pay his taxes. And you had just reported a while back, I think this summer, that the IRS just put out some sort of, you know, manifesto that they're trying to bring, like, you know, 30,000 people in as, like, enforcers or bodyguards or armed guards. You had a trial recently in which they claimed you had a lot of money that you didn't have. And, you know, they illegally released Donald Trump's tax reports or tax returns. And so I think that, you know, these kangaroo courts that are coming up, there's a lot of different angles that they're going to try to attack.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And when you're reading it, it is literally made-up crap. They do not care. They know nobody's stopping them at the executive level. At the top, they just believe they can do anything they want, and it is dangerous. Thanks for the call, Pink Sweater. All right, we're going to go to break, come back, do 5 more minutes ahead of the great Jay Dyer. Sky in Washington, you'll be our last caller, and I got a few final comments. I should have covered this more. I'll be covering it on the Saturday show and the Sunday show, and then Tuesday, David Icke's with us, and that's Election Day. I've got the document out of the EU, out of the Netherlands. You are a terrorist, and you've got to read this. It's on Infowars.com. It says, because you think government could be tyrannical, Declaration of Independence says that, you are not allowed to come to our country, and that's terrorism to say the government might want to take your rights, which is what they are doing. So the system's not doing this out of strength. They're doing this out of weakness. So as bad as this is, it's intimidation. $2.75 trillion fines. It's just smoke. Oh, you're a terrorist, David Icke. The people that put this out are the terrorists, and they know it. Back in 2 minutes, Sky in Washington, and then Jay Dyer, always incredible. It really is amazing information. Academic level stuff is coming up today. Infowars.com, band.video, those are the coordinates of liberty. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.